More musicians boycott Spotify in support of Neil Young after Joe Rogan bends the knee. By David Ng on February 1, 2022. The cancel mob is still baying for Joe Rogan's head just days after the popular podcaster acquiesced to their demands by agreeing to a content advisory warning label and more balance on his show. Musicians Graham Nash, Nils Lofgren, and India Arie are the latest stars to boycott Spotify. Following in the path of Neil Young, who last week demanded his songs be pulled from the streaming service in what has become a media-fueled effort to censor and deplatform Rogan. While Nash and Lofgren echoed their former bandmate, who has cited disinformation around Rogan's coverage of the coronavirus, Arie took a different line of attack, saying she objects to Rogan's language around race while also bringing up his $100 million deal with Spotify. In a statement to Rolling Stone, Nash said he completely agrees with Young and is requesting that my solo recordings be removed from the service. Lofgren has posted a message to Young's website in support of the boycott. "We are reaching out to the labels that own my earlier music to have it removed as well. We sincerely hope they honor our wishes, as Neil's labels have done, his. We will do everything possible towards that end and keep you posted," he wrote. India Arie posted her boycott announcement on Instagram. "Neil Young opened a door that I must walk through. I believe in freedom of speech. However, I find Joe Rogan problematic for reasons other than his COVID interviews. For me, it's also his language around race," she wrote. On Friday, Joni Mitchell announced she was seeking to remove all of her music from Spotify in solidarity with Neil Young. "Irresponsible people are spreading lies that are costing people their lives," Mitchell wrote a message on her website. "I stand in solidarity with Neil Young and the global scientific and medical communities on this issue." On Sunday, Rogan responded to the growing controversy, saying in a video message that many of the things that we thought of as misinformation just a short while ago are now accepted as fact. He also pledged to add more balance to controversial viewpoints presented on the Joe Rogan Experience. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.